Crime Alert. I'm John Lemley. We begin this hour with a civil rights era murder that has been never fully solved, the killing of William Lewis Moore. Moore was a 35-year-old postal worker and civil rights activist who set out on a solitary protest march in April of 1963. His plan was to walk from Chattanooga, Tennessee to Jackson, Mississippi to deliver a letter urging the governor to support racial integration. Moore, a member of the Congress of Racial Equality, carried signs reading Equal Rights for All and Mississippi or Bust as he walked south along highways through Alabama. But on April 23, 1963, his march ended in violence. Moore was found shot to death along U.S. Highway 11 near Atala, Alabama. Investigators determined he had been killed by gunfire from a .22 caliber rifle. Authorities quickly identified a suspect, a local man named Floyd Simpson. The rifle believed to have been used in the shooting was traced back to Simpson, who reportedly had ties to the Ku Klux Klan. But despite those findings, a grand jury in Etowah County declined to indict Simpson later that year, citing insufficient evidence. Moore's murder became one of many unsolved crimes of the civil rights era. In the days following the killing, activists from the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee attempted to finish Moore's march, but they were beaten and arrested by Alabama state troopers. More than 60 years later, historians and researchers continue to revisit the case, examining records and eyewitness accounts in hopes of shedding new light on the circumstances surrounding Moore's death. For many civil rights historians, Moore's story represents both the courage of individual activism and the violence that confronted those pushing for equality in the early 1960s. Still ahead this hour, a deadly prank involving high school students in Georgia, a double murder suspect whose flight delayed one of golf's biggest tournaments, and federal extortion charges against a New York lobbyist.
Thanks, John. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Lemley.
A prosecutor in Georgia has dropped criminal charges against a teenager initially accused in the death of a beloved high school teacher during what authorities described as a prank gone wrong. The case centers on the death of Jason Hughes, a 40-year-old teacher from Gainesville, Georgia. Authorities say Hughes died after a group of teenagers arrived late at night outside his home and began wrapping trees with toilet paper, a long-standing prank tradition connected to prom season. Investigators say Hughes came outside as the teens were leaving. At that moment, Hughes slipped on the pavement and fell onto the street. He was struck by a pickup truck driven by Jaden Ryan Wallace, an 18-year-old student. Hughes later died at a hospital from his injuries. Wallace was initially charged with felony vehicular homicide, while four other students faced misdemeanor charges for trespassing and littering. But prosecutors later dropped all charges after Hughes' family publicly urged authorities not to pursue the case, saying the teacher had cared deeply about the students involved. Officials say the teenager stopped immediately after the incident and attempted to render aid until emergency crews arrived. The case has drawn attention across the community, where Hughes was widely remembered as a mentor and coach who dedicated much of his life to helping students. Authorities in Florida say a deadly shooting near one of the biggest events in professional golf triggered a mass manhunt that briefly disrupted the Players' Championship. Investigators say Christian Barrios is accused of shooting two people in the parking lot of a Walgreens near the TPC Sawgrass Golf Course in Pontevedra Beach. According to the St. Johns County Sheriff's Office, the shooting appeared to stem from a domestic dispute. Both victims were transported to a hospital with multiple gunshot wounds, but later died from their injuries. After the shooting, authorities say Barrios fled onto the nearby TPC Sawgrass property, where canine units began tracking him through areas close to the tournament grounds. At one point during the search, investigators say the suspect picked up a PGA Tour radio before discarding it and stealing a black BMW. The chase ended roughly an hour north of the golf course in Nassau County, where deputies forced the stolen car off the road. Barrios then fled on foot but was captured shortly afterward. Because of the search operation, officials delayed opening the gates for spectators at the Players' Championship as a precaution. The tournament itself proceeded on schedule later that morning. Authorities say Barrios, who turned 32 on the day of his arrest, has an extensive criminal history. And finally, federal prosecutors in New York have charged a lobbyist with attempted extortion in a case involving an alleged $500,000 payment demand. Authorities say Joshua Nass, a 34-year-old attorney and lobbyist, was arrested and charged in federal court in Brooklyn. Prosecutors say Nass attempted to force a former client and the client's son to pay him $500,000 that he claimed was owed for lobbying services. According to court documents, Nass allegedly recruited what investigators described as a confidential witness to act as an enforcer in the scheme. That person was allegedly directed to intimidate the client's son, and prosecutors say Nass discussed possible threats that could include physical assault or even abduction. The alleged extortion plot began after the client had already paid about $100,000 toward a lobbying agreement totaling $600,000. When the client's son proposed paying the remainder in installments, prosecutors say Nass became angry and escalated the dispute. Nass has been released on a $5 million bond while the case moves forward. If convicted, he could face up to 20 years in federal prison.
Thanks, John. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. This is an iHeart podcast, guaranteed human.